No, that doesn't make any difference. No, what I wanted to ask you about, and this is what I want to ask you about. Like, you said something about when you were at home and things you used to sit around the table and do.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you eat? What I'm particularly interested in. You know, when you had the family was all at home and you have a fix a meal like in the evening.
Yeah.
How about slippery pot pie? Thanks.
Yes. We always had slippery pot pie. You'd either have, I'll tell you.
Ham?
Yeah, because we had our own hogs, or backbone, or spare rib pot pie, or sausage pot pie.
Oh, you made it out of backbone?
Yeah, spare rib.
When you put sausage, potatoes in it?
Yep.
And then the pot pie?
And the pot pie.
How do you make your pot pie?
Just put flour in the dish and put a little salt in it, and water, and that's all.
And make
it
up.
Yeah. And then roll it out thin and cut in squares.
I might burn something,
isn't
that
it? And put it in all the balls. You know, the water is
that's sort of great.
No, Nanny Rippert used to.
That's ripples that you put.
No, his mother always put an egg or two in hers. Uh-huh. I did a couple times, but I like it just the way Mom did. And then roll it out thin and cut it in squares and then have it while it's warm.
That's what I
do. Yeah, I know. I guess that's what I was making.
Yeah, well, you put Crisco in yours. Yeah. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
But I never did.
Well, how about when Aunt Ellie and them used to all come down and everybody was around? What'd you have? You used to say Grandma had the tables full.
Well, we'd have cut pie and we'd have chicken. They had their own chickens and we'd have fried chicken. And of course, she always had a dozen or two pies made and cakes. And
what kind of pies?
Oh, my. Berry pies and cherry pies and chocolate pies. Any kind you could think of. She made it. She'd have 6 and 8 hot cakes. You know, the layer cakes. For a weekend. That was every weekend.
I must take your
that was every weekend my mother made, and that's no lie. And she had 10, 15 pies, because we always had company. Some of her sisters were down. Unless we wanted to go away, we had to wait to everybody. We had no phone. And Mom would drop a couple of lines on Monday to each one of them and say, I'm going to Sister Daisy's, and then we'd go Sunday morning.
How many people would you be feeding with that much?
Oh, my God, maybe 25, 30.
What kind of cakes?
Well, we'd have fresh coconut or raisin cake and chocolate cakes, and banana cake. And then she'd make and put oranges between them, the layers.
Well, somebody makes one that's got, isn't there one made with berries in it that's like a pudding?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I make it myself.
Tell me what that is. That, I knew there was somebody made that cake. Tell me what that cake is.
Well, you take your raspberries and put it in your cake there. You can make up like a hot milk sponge, and you can make the fox milk. Don't make any difference. And put your berries in, either store your berries in after your cake's done.
How many berries?
Well, I usually put in all the way over a pint, because you've got to have a good mate to make it taste. Because we always call it a pudding.
Yeah.
And then put it in a long, cheap pan. Yeah. And you eat it like that, or you can get a little milk on it.
Oh. And they kind of go to the bottom.
Yeah. I make those all the time, either the red raspberries or the blue ones, and huckleberries. Yeah. And cherries, oh, the cherries is good in them too, to make a cherry cake. Put milk on.
Yeah, I knew that somebody, I knew I had heard about that. I asked Jessie about that. She didn't seem to be
able
to.
Yeah, oh yes, I met them every summer. My God, the kids go crazy.
Bobby then brought back here and picked them berries and came down to make cake.
And that's the way with the mush. But now I don't know how to make that. I used to make it home after Mom died. We used to make it, you know, and then let it get cold. Get it real cold overnight, and then slice and fry it like scrapple.
Yeah.
And eat it with syrup on.
Well, it's just, that's just the cornmeal and water, isn't it? Cooked like you
I know she always cooked it. And then, you know, just spread it out in her soup pan.
We used to make that at home.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, we, and corn pone, oh, I used to love that. We'd eat that with milk on or hot while it was hot. You go out in the yard and get all kind of greens. Gosh, we lived off of them.
What kind of greens?
Poke and lamb's quarter and field greens and watercress. And what was that other one that you said that woman said she had?
I
forget the name of it.
Extra.
And then rock salad we picked, that was a curly leaf. We used to get up on the hill. And we might make a hot dressing to that, like
dandelion.
And dandelion, yeah, she'd make that.
How'd you make the hot dressing?
She took a little vinegar and sugar and a little flour or cornstarch, either one, to make a little thickening. It would just bring it to a boil and then let it kind of cool a little bit and then put it over her rock salad. Or
what's rock salad?
It's a long curly leaf that you find in the
out
in
the yard.
Around the water? Or no, it's up on Bobby's Hill up there. We used to go up and get it.
Now, watercress comes out of the branch, doesn't it? Yeah.
Watercress comes out of the branch.
Yeah. Oh, I
and
love that.
And then field greens are right out of the, that's those ones where there's little round, kind of round leaves on the end of us.
Yeah, round leaves.
Yeah. Got a hair all of them.
Betty's got them.
That's all right. You know, what I don't want to listen to, I don't have to listen to later on. I just pass it by.
And in the morning, when we go to school, we have either hominy, the pudding, and fried potatoes. From every morning, we'd have fried potatoes, either fried potatoes, sausage, and milk dip. You know, just pour milk over. No thickening to it. Did you ever eat it?
You mean the gravy?
No, it ain't no thick gravy. It's just a milk dip.
After you fry the meat, you just fry the meat, and then you take the meat out and just pour milk in it.
Pour right over your sausage or
milk. I always call it milk soft.
Yeah, milk soft and milk dip.
And it's
you eat it on
white
bread.
White.
Yeah, you eat it on bread. It's gravy, but it's real thin. You know, it's just the milk. You don't have the thickening.
Oh yeah.
I know what that is. Yeah. That was everyone for breakfast.
Well, how about when with the hominy and pudding? Did you use pawn hall stew?
Well, sometimes.
That was our standard breakfast at home. Hominy pudding and
pawn. If we went out of scrapple, then we'd make the mush and have it cold that night, and then Mom would fry that in the morning before we went to school. I said, if the kids ever had to eat when we ate, they wouldn't sit down at the table, would they?
You ever seen those people being sick and
dying? That's right.
No, really, because, I mean, the foods were natural.
That's
now you get all this stuff in boxes, and I think it's all... A lot of it's artificial and has all the preservatives in it, and I'm not sure just how good that is for you.
Because I know the first time Lord ever come down here, I met him with my cousin. Mom had the backbone pot pie. Well, he just couldn't get over because they didn't make pot pie too often, you know. He didn't really know what it was up there. And he didn't know what backbone was. Mom said, that comes out of a hog. And boy, they ate. Oh, my.
Well, chicken pot pie, we made chicken pot pie, beef pot pie.
Yeah. We didn't have too much meat because we didn't have our own beef, you know, but we did have the hogs. And we'd have chickens around. And then we had turkeys.
How about some stuffed hog maw?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, I think that's
okay.
Awful.
All right, well, what did you stuff yours with?
I'll take potatoes and cabbage and onion and sausage. I guess that's it in and put them on. Now, my mom would put soup beans in. She always cooked some soup beans, about almost done. And she'd ate that with her potatoes and onion and her meat.
And have you
baked it? Sew it up and bake it. Sew it in, shut it, and bake it. When I make them, I make three when my dad was there, but I make two for us now. The week's over. I put all of them on his plate. Then they. Mm-hmm. And then I have to have cold lettuce. He likes something sour with it.
Yeah.
Either that or make coleslaw, you know. But I like the lettuce better.
And cakes. You make the red velvet. Where did you get that recipe? Did you just get it somewhere, or had you always made that?
No, Helen Horn gave it to me. But I add, like, she only had 2 ounces of red food coloring. I put 4.
What is it, just a basic cake, or?
It's just a flan. It's just like a regular cake, but then you have the food coloring.
Well, it's like a regular devil's food?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Does it have chocolate in it, or cocoa, or what?
Just 3 tablespoons of cocoa.
Okay.
Nestle's bread. You're going to use the Nestle.
And then you put 4 tablespoons.
4 ounces.
A red food color. And that's what gives it the red color. Because I've eaten, one time somebody, Remember that time Buddy Hagman saved that red doll with cake?
It was Helen Fred made it, wasn't it?
With 15, you know. I mean, that son of a gun, we're going to have our own red velvet cake.
I love to make red velvet cake. Poor old Dean, she cusses and carries on when she makes red velvet cake.
There's Mim. And there's
I went up to see Mim one day, and she was icing one and was standing out in the back porch, and carrying on, talking to the cake, and I thought somebody was in there.
I love to make. Me too, I love them.
You mean they're easy, really, if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, like the recipe says, beat it for, I think it's 10 minutes. I beat mine maybe 2. It takes me about 5 minutes to mix up a cake and have it in the oven. Because if you beat it too much, don't raise. Just make it about an inch high. I've made so many of them. Second day.
Good feet.
Yeah, what was it? How many Christmas did we make?
Six, eight.
And then they had the hot milk sponge.
Yeah. We made 12 hot milk
sponge. I think I still got a cake in the freezer. Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day.
There you go.
I think we had 12 cakes in the freezer.
Did you ever make brown the potato soup? Brown flour potato soup?
No. What's that?
You dice your potatoes, you cook, you know, like you make a potato soup?
Yeah.
And then, like, if you have any kind of meat, like chops or anything, and you fry them, then you take that, you know, take the chops out, and then take your grease and all, and make up a little flour, but you know, brown it.
Yeah.
And just stir a little bit of water in to make it, you know, like a gravy, the thickening. You pour it in the soup. Boy, is that ever good. Brown flour soup, that is delicious. It really is. Mom used to make a lot of that for us kids. We'd go home from school, you know, at dinner time.
Yeah.
And then good old homemade bread rolls.
No, I like to make them too.
Oh, no.
And she would make, what, bread every week?
She made it 3 times a week. We never bought bread. She'd make the loaves, the slice for our lunch. When the weather was bad, we took our lunch. But otherwise, we walked home. And then she'd make the round rolls, so many pans of those. And she'd have them ready to come out of the oven, the rolls. We'd come home from school and they were hot. The butter on, no wonder it was skinny.
What did you eat with the,
had to come, you know, cook soup beans. And then she had potatoes and some fish, some kind of meat. But she always had soup beans. We always liked soup beans with our homemade rolls. And she had a very big pot of homemade, you know, the dried soup beans. Because we liked them better with the long beans. And we had that for lunch.
There was one thing about it, you know, it just seems that in certain areas, people cooked or ate better
than
they did other places.
That's right. Because
I
really did.
What did your father do for a living?
Well, he worked on the railroad when we were little. Well, I mean, Bobby and I were little, but then when I was growing up and was born, he worked on the state road for many years. Well, then when he got too old, and, you know, he couldn't work on the state road anymore, then he worked up here at Acres.
Oh, yeah.
In the mountain, until after Mom died. Well, before she died, because he had to take off because we were with her 9 months here, day and night.
Yeah.
He couldn't even sign.
Right.
Well, then he had to quit up there. And then, of course, Bobby and the boys had to help take care of things.
How many kids were there?
8. 4 boys and 4 girls.
It took a lot of food.
Yeah, it did. And then besides, they had grandchildren and come to Omaha every Sunday.
Well, where? Now, which was your father's house? Up here where Bobby
lived? Yeah, where Bobby lived, uh-huh.
Well, then they had room up there for a garden and everything.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing of the Twin Nancy's from the roof clear back to the other side.
Yeah.
That was nothing but garden. Because I know up toward the house, we used to have a grape arbor and a wooden porch. And right out from the grape arbor was an old bench where I used to help to stand on a box that he built me to help to wash. So we started 4:35 in the morning, washed by tub and rubber, Mom and I.
Yeah.
And then from that, in the wintertime, he dug a hole, and there's where he buries turnips and cabbage and different things for the winter.
Yeah.
Of course, he made sauerkraut, but then he'd always put some on the ground to keep for, you know, to cook.
Like a root cellar.
Yeah. And we had a cave too one time. Cave back in the ground. I wish we still had that. The things she'd made.
Oh.
And stuffed peppers and cream of crops and that stuff tasted good in the wintertime going out there and getting in that cave.
And you'd fry down meat?
Yeah.
After butchering.
Oh my, yeah. For 2 weeks is better at a time we had. You'd fry down like side meat and sausage and sirloin and all that and crops and have it ready for the winter, so we'd make pot pie or eat it the way we wanted.
Well, Yep. How about vegetable soup? When you make that, you put the hamburger in it or?
Beef.
I've made it
with hamburger. Yeah, I have too. I made it with hamburger. But,
Weight Watchers recipe.
Oh, that's good.
But I put the, you know, the beef, and then I have my, yeah, mixed vegetables, and put carrots and peas and corn, tomatoes, cabbage, and little onion. Always put mine.
Did you make chicken corn soup at home, or was that something that you didn't normally make?
Well, we made it. We usually made vegetable soup because most all the kids like the vegetable soup better. But Mom made the corn chicken corn soup. She always put noodles in hers like we did at church.
Yeah,
made it like that. But she used to make big pots of vegetable soup, for heaven's sake. Many times we had that on a Sunday. We didn't have anything else.
Well, that went a long way. My Lord, I can remember. Now, let me ask you something else. How about what we at home called shortbread, or hoke?
Yeah.
Which is, what, flour, shortening, water, or milk, I don't know which, and made into, like, cakes, or into a big, thick cake, and fried in the, on top of the stove in a frying pan.
Yeah.
Did you make that?
Yeah, we did, at home.
Because,
And there was another thing she used to make, but she'd make a bread, and often wished I knew how it was, often I stole it. And she'd squeeze all pieces of it and put it down in hot water.
Dumplings.
And let that cook. Nothing was in them now, just the bread dough.
Yeah, I know.
And they were sweet, you know. Oh, was they good with milk?
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Did you ever eat milk soup?
Milk soup.
Just take a cup of cold milk, put in bread, and then add sugar to it.
Oh, sure, bread
that's
and milk.
That's good. I call that milk soup.
And copper
bread
soup.
Milk.
Cup of soup, we had many of that, cup of that, might
we used to have flour, which everybody talks now about yogurt. Of course, we had cows.
Yeah.
And you set some aside, because you can't do it now, because the milk is instantaneously cooled when it comes from the cow. So that kills the bacteria, which forms that flour. You have to get that warm milk and set it aside and let it clabber. It gets sour, and you eat that with nutmeg and sugar.
I think that was good.
Man, that's good. And of course, we could make our own cheese, too.
Yeah.
You know, cottage cheese, what is now cottage
cheese. My mom
cheese.
Did, too. She used to hang the rag out on the
hang
clothes
the rag up, let it drip.
And then oh, my, she make them cheese pies. Mmm. Take the cheese and eggs and milk.
Yeah.
Mmm. The sugar, and then bake them. Oh, boy. That's what I said. Them were the good days of eating. You had food then. And every winter we had our great big crock on the back of the stove, and that was hominy.
Yeah.
It stayed in there, they never stirred it or anything, that stayed there, and that's the way with our sassafras tea. We had a big crock with that, put the roots in it, and made our tea every winter.
You went out and got sassafras
roots? And my brother Charles would get it, or Daddy brought and hunted. And Mom put a big crock on the back of the old cook stove, and that sat there all winter long. When that get empty, we made more. We had our tea every night before we went to bed.
Did you make root beer?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Always made root beer for
Christmas.
Christmas.
And birch beer.
And did
you make any?
I didn't make any this year. But
did you get the flavoring and make it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Put in a big large can. And then it takes 5 pounds of sugar and a bottle of root beer and 4 gallons of water and your yeast cake. But you have to put your yeast cake in warm water and stir that to dissolve good.
Yeah.
And then rinse yourself out in the can with the water, with the warm water. Because
yeah.
You use for your root beer because your water has to be warm. And you stir that for over a half hour. My mom always sits down on a chair and stir that till everything dissolved good. And then put in your jars and not have it real tight. You know, just glue them on enough that they'd be a little tight, but not real tight. And then the next day, well then,
blow up.
In the afternoon or something of that evening, then
yeah.
You tighten them good and then put them in the closet or someplace where it's warm. We made root beer and birch beer every year at home. Daddy had a capper and had bottles.
What about the birch beer? Where did you get the...
The extract.
Oh, you got the extract. You didn't go out and get it all.
No.
You know, you can get that out of the mountain.
Yeah, uh-huh. And the peppermint, oh my, Every fall, we gathered peppermint and put it in flower bags. Mama gave the flower. You know, she bought so much in for the winter, put them in big yard stands.
Oh, you mean wild peppermint?
Yeah. Well, we had bushes that up about the spring, when Bobby had that spring
all
out there.
What did you use that for?
We had for peppermint tea. We'd make for the winter if we had colds, or we'd put it in our iced tea. But they always had that, and catnip tea. We'd go out and gather and have it in bags in the back, you know, back part up there, on in bags.
Dry.
And then if anybody felt bad, we had our tea.
Oh, let me ask you another thing. Do you, we had a neighbor who had a device with trays on it where they dried apples.
Yep.
And
peach
green beans. Called them leather britches.
Yeah. We used to put ours on top of the grape harbor and when the sun was hot, and dry them and then put them in bags and hang them in the back part for winter.
God, they were good.
You better believe it. Mom had them dry snit pies, or either peach snits and, oh, Mom. Apple snits.
This thing was, I guess at some time, a manufacturer apparatus many, many hundred years ago.
Yeah.
That they built a fire in some way. And so it kept a steady temperature so you could dry things in there even if it was damp.
Well, in the summer, yeah, we done our art, but we put, you know, like on either paper, white paper, or trays, you know, put them on top of the paper, and then the sun would dry this.
Yeah.
And keep turning them, and then Mom would have these bags, she kept them, and have them all cleaned out, and then we put the snits all down there, and she'd write on which one was which. And all went along, we had our stuff to make our pies with in. Yep.
And the dried beans, and those dried
beans. Oh, my Lord, the llama beans and the green beans.
They have a completely different flavor from canned beans.
Indeed they do. We had what they called those speckle llama beans.
Yeah.
Did you ever see those at the planter?
Oh, yeah.
Them were the best things.
They
were purple. We had a one.
They got spots on them.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, we'd have, because Mom would buy the great big bags of flour, you know, and then they'd have lard cans lined all up in the back part back there. With sugar and beans, soup beans and all that stuff they'd buy in so much all summer. So we'd have for the winter. Because Daddy, a lot of times, didn't have good work on the stage, you know.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't be able to work. And we'd have all that stuff in.
At least you could eat.
Yeah. And our smokehouse was always full of pig meat, our hogs. We always had four or five, at least.
And you had a smokehouse out back of the house?
Yep, out back of the house, right out in the back porch before they tore that out. Put that closed-in back part there. That's where our porch was. We had a smokehouse. Daddy used to smoke a lot of the meat, the hams and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And then a lot of it, you know, were cured. And where we had that sausage rolled up on a pole hanging, and the bladders hanging there. Oh, I loved them fried, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I love stuffed bladders. Mm.
What did you stuff them with?
Sausage meat. We always used every blessed one of them. You'd always stuff them, and then Daddy would leave so much of the end on them. You know, and they tied it, and then hang it up. And he smoked a lot of them, and then some of my mama just keep one or two fresh, you know. But he used to smoke them. Oh, it was good in the winter fried. Then we'd make gravy to that.
How about pig feet?
Yep, we kept all the pig feet, made pig feet jelly. You know, sows.
Yeah, sows.
Yep. Keep the tails, and the ears.
Yeah, well,
they didn't say nothing away.
Well, the only thing you lose when you kill a hog is a squeal.
That's right.
What did Mrs. Sweet used to make out of the cheese, wasn't it?
The head cheese.
Head cheese.
Because Mom would always take the tails and let, maybe a piece like that, Daddy would let so much on the end of the tail, you know, and cook that. And boy, I'll tell you, the pans of stuff she'd make, and I'll make it every winter. I could eat a whole pan every Christmas. Well, he'd like that. I'd always make him a big pan.
That's a kind of a jelly-like substance that's around the feet.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I always get the, what is it, the hind ones, the front ones is the biggest. Whichever ones is the biggest, I always get. Some of them have more meat on than the others. I believe it's the front
ones. The front ones, yeah.
Because I always get that to get them for you down at the butcher shop. Mm. If he got me six. Eight, wasn't it? And I made it. Oh, I love that. I like now vinegar in mine. Pick the meat off and put it in there and then put vinegar in it.
Yeah.
I can make a meal off of that and a cup of coffee.
And then, at Easter, you'd take eggs and put them in with beets to make
a card. Oh, you mean pickled eggs.
But how do you do that?
What, pickled eggs?
Yeah.
You take, you up your beets and then put vinegar and as sweet as you want them, you know, a little sugar and salt and pepper. And
they're canned beets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because she had her own can, you know, for the garden.
Yeah.
And, but I take, I always put my juice in one dish, whatever I'm going to put eggs down in a container, and then my beets in another one. And then I mix all that up in the juice first, but I want how sweet and sour I want them. And put eggs in there, then put my beets on top because that weights the eggs down, you know, so that they get good and dark.
And then also, you make some kind of candy eggs?
Yeah.
Stuffed eggs?
Peanut butter.
Yeah. Patsy makes them.
How do you make
them?
That made me make last year
300
and some.
Yeah.
Oh,
we did.
It's peanut butter and 10x sugar, butter. What else is there?
That's all, isn't it?
Yeah. Mix that up real good and just form them. You either make little round balls or you form ours to look like an egg. Then you gotta get your chocolate bits. You melt that with that paraffin wax and dip them in there very fast. Kind of that, you know, because that'll harden real quick and then you gotta keep melting it.
You put them right on Reynolds wrap.
What are you dipping with? Just a...
I take that 2-prong fork.
Yeah, the big 2-prong
fork. And then like if it lets a marker that goes out, then she gets a spoon and just puts it on the table and you can't tell, you know.
I used to get that icing in a can you spray out to decorate. That's not expensive.
I said at first you did, but boy, last year that was awful expensive. Like to make
eggs
or something, you know.
We made 300-something eggs last year. We had box of eggs.
And you know, all the worst to do, like we were told we colored eggs. Our new mom took vinegar, and she had eggshells. And I believe she put onion shells and stuff in here to cut color. Now, they never got real beautiful, but at least you knew you had a colored egg.
Natural
color.
Yeah,
for Easter. For
Christmas. Used all the things, you know, the natural things.
Yeah.
Rather than buying the food, the color.
Or if they could afford it at the time, you know, you didn't see much of the food coloring around. But then when that came out, we got a little older. But then she let us, like, spot them with that, you know. But she used to take that and put that somehow on how she done. But I know I could see her get eggshells and vinegar and onion shells. And let that cook that like and get a, you know, let it cool and dip the eggs in and they'd be perfect.
Yeah, made it made a kind of a purplish color. Yeah.
That's how they done already. Well, I said, you think back all them times, the things they had to do?
Those peanut butter eggs, I'm going to make some this year, but not now. Peanut butter is so expensive.
Yeah, it really is. What do? Sell them now?
If I give them to anybody, I just give them to them. Last year, I gave quite a few away at Shoe Fest. Just freeze.
How big do you make them? Just real, I mean, a little like...
Well, they're about that long. About that big long.
But some of them's like that.
Yeah.
Now Marie makes it big.
We start getting tired, we make them bigger, so we can get
them. What do you put in with the chocolate bits? You put paraffin?
You have to put it like in a double boiler, you know.
Yeah.
That you have your steam underneath to melt your chocolate, and then put so much paraffin
in. You know, the floor.
Yeah, I know what
paraffin is. You only use a half one for maybe 2 or 3 bags of chocolate bits.
Even chocolate bits are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get those ones that are less for 99 cents.
I said, chocolate. You know, I mean, it tastes good.
Sure.
The same way we made our cookies at Christmas. Well, we made them with them, and they were delicious. I said, well, I paid you something for a bag of chocolate bits.
Well, that's true. No sense
in so we found them in there, and that's where we're getting them.
Well, I'm learning a lot of things. First one thing, and then the other. Well, it's like you say, you know, really. Of course, I guess there were a lot of things that people do now that they didn't do that.
That's right.
But there's one thing they did do, and that was fix food and eat.
Yep.
You should come around here at Christmas time. I mean, before when we were baking for Christmas. This table just piles cakes.
Well, we made 12 fresh coconut cakes last year. Put them in the freezer. And 6.
Yeah, 3 walnut.
And 6 of
them. 3 applesauce.
I thought it was 6.
Maybe it was. I know there's one still down there.
The applesauce cakes, we froze.
All in one day. We made these cakes.
What do you have a standard recipe that you use for most of them and just add the black walnut to them?
Yeah, the hot milk sponge I use for
that was my favorite cake.
Yeah, that does make a good
cake. Yeah. And she always used that.
And at Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter, everybody shoot after your family. Red velvet hot milk sponge.
What do you do with the hot milk sponge then? Make it in layers or do you make it in a tube can?
I make mine in layers.
I like the layer cake better than I do even a sheet cake myself.
Yeah, I do too. What do you put on, what do you use for an icing then? With the
4F sugar and Crisco, or, 10X sugar and Crisco and milk.
And you make that icing and then add, like, the walnuts to it, or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Making
that kind, or?
Yeah, and then.
Or coconut.
Or just spread it soon and put the coconut over the top and then turn the oven around. That's the way I like to. I haven't had any of the orange cakes for a while.
Matter of fact, I baked so much this past Christmas, I burnt my mixer up.
You know, Mike got up at the store.
Yeah.
Well, every year, for a long time, I had to make him a hot milk sponge.
You know, I could eat one now.
Oranges, sliced, sliced oranges in between the layers. I'll never forget anger, with Mom's sister, his mother was. With Mama, the sister.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't
and
know.
She was real bad and in bed. And
then you're his first cousin.
Mm-hmm. And she couldn't get out of bed, and he had his 16th, I think it was 16th birthday before she died. Maybe he wasn't that old. I don't think he was. But anyhow, he was having a birthday. She died in January, right after his birthday. And she said to me, she always called me Peg. She said, Peg, will you make me a cake for Bubby? That's what she always called him. I said, sure. So I made her this big layer cake and took it up and took it upstairs. And she made him get across the bench behind and made him sit up there and eat the cake, and they gave her a piece of it. Because I said, he's daddy. I said, don't bless. I said, look, Anger's not up much longer in this world. She's real sick. So let her eat a little piece of it to enjoy it.
Well, what do you do? How do you put the orange now? What do you do with it?
You know, open up the orange and then take that core like out of the middle.
Yeah.
And then just slice it, and lay it on the layers. And boy, does that ever make it good. Now I'll squeeze a little of the juice in the cake though, not much because you can't have the dough too thin.
Yeah.
And I'll put a little in there, but then I put these orange slices between it and then around the sides.
And use just a white icing.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, he was always crazy about them.
I bet that is good.
Yeah, it is. I haven't made any of those for a long time.
And the applesauce cake is almost like a fruit cake without fruit, isn't it?
Yeah, I just put applesauce and black walnuts in mine. Mother
used to make those.
I don't like fruit cake.
Matter of fact, she liked them better than fruit cake. Yeah. She always said they were...
I don't like a lot of fruit. I'll take the fruit cakes. I don't like a lot of fruit yet.
Yeah. I used to make a real rich fruit cake, but I quit making it. For one thing, it got so damned expensive.
That's
for another thing, nobody eats it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to worry about that around here.
Oh, my.
Not with daddy around and Beverly's kids, you don't have to worry about food.
When I bake cakes, I always make two. Because I know they're going to eat the whole one. They're coming in now, getting a piece, taking a plate full over. And they like the pineapple upside down cake. And I make that in a long pan. Well, when I make that, we might get one a piece of cloth, taste it. They take the rest of it with them.
Well, if I bake a cake for somebody at work, put it in the refrigerator, I have to put a note on the refrigerator. Don't cut this cake. Because if I do, I won't have it.
You're lucky they don't even bother to read the refrigerator door.
That's right.
Well, I guess that should be a goodly amount of information on cakes and dishes and soups and everything like that.
Well, I love to bake. I must take it for grandma or Andy.
I love to bake and cook. I love to cook and have a table full of stuff and somebody sit down. Now eat it, sit down, look at it.
It's not much fun if you put it up.
That's right. Because Mom's sister Hazel, she's still living. She always called me Peg. She said, boy, when I come down there, it's just like your mother. Because one time she was down there, I don't know who died. Was it Aunt Mary or Uncle? Mm-hmm. And I had roast chicken because I do, their house is small and I always fix stuff in town. They come down, they'd always come here. And she said, boy, this is Sarah's filling. She said, this is the old time filling.
You put eggs in yours.
Mm-hmm. I just break up my bread with my hands. I never used cubes. I just used bread.
Yeah.
And put a little celery in, a little celery seed and onion and eggs, make it moist. Yeah. And stuff it.
Well, after Beverly said, this for, this table's for Christmas.
Yeah, I can believe it.
You don't have a place to put your plate.
Well, I always make a big turkey and ham. Because, you know, I mean, they're big eaters, too.
Yeah, sure.
And I got to have plenty of mashed potatoes and sauerkraut. Because they love mashed potatoes and sauerkraut. But I'd rather have enough. Too much and not have enough. Because Barry always said, well, I don't know who Mom cooked for the Army, I guess.
When you make macaroni salad, do you put tuna in yours?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Just make macaroni and then what do you add to it?
Well, you make the macaroni, then you gotta wash it with cold water, you know, so it don't stick.
Yeah.
And then put your tuna fish in, hard-boiled egg, your mayonnaise, and onion.
That makes it good.
Yeah, I like a little pickle on mine, too.
Because, boy, they had some potato, well, there's many different dishes where you were managing.
Yeah, but I had made that for Willie.
Oh, that was yours with the tuna in it?
Yeah, I had made that
for about, there were about 10 different kinds there. I've never seen macaroni salad fix so many different ones.
Yeah, I had made them big dishes. I had made them a big cake and what else?
That was the prettiest, went out to one, that was the prettiest cake I think I ever made. It was three layers. Thing stood about that high. It was so evenly round. If I had made it for a contest, it probably would have went lopsided.
And then I had
and that night they ate it all.
Then I had a big dish of it. It was that big around that high. I had that for homemade baked beans. I took that to them. Because he said they ate all those before, you know, because of the family being there and all.
Yeah.
He said we really went in on those. I don't know if they had any that day or not. I don't remember.
Yeah, well.
But I said, you know, sometimes like that the people, just like Ruth, she said, she had so much stuff. She would throw some ham. Things you know people have bought into her. Because Nikki Philly's wife came out afternoon. And a lot of them had done eight. And she had this great big immense ham. She was beautiful. Well, she had, you know, the glaze on top and the little red cherries and all. And of course they had cut it, you know, because quite a few people there yet. And Ruth said, oh my, all this stuff. And her daughter-in-law said, well, Mom, she said, you can freeze, you know. Wrap all that stuff up and freeze it for yourself later.
Yeah, that's true.
So she did a lot of the meats and stuff, you know. They really, they didn't fix a thing. It wasn't one thing they had to buy, bread or nothing. Because I had made things for them and up home, and I bought them rolls and pickles and chips and pretzels besides, and I made homemade baked beans and potato salad, cakes.
What about potato salad? What do you do when you make that?
Well, I put vinegar and sugar and mustard, mayonnaise.
You make a dressing and pour it over the potato?
Yeah. I put my vinegar and sugar and mustard and stir that up real good, you know, so all the sugar and everything dissolves and pour that in, then I put my mayonnaise in last and mix it up. Well, Marie can make potato salad, can't she? My sister Marie. She makes it the same way, but I guess somebody else's, you know, which tastes better than your own.
I love it.
And it really is good.
I know that, as I said, I think probably the best food I've ever eaten in my life, I've eaten around this area.
Well, just like the day that I kept my brother Norman. He wasn't very good then, but I kept him that day till, the afternoon sometime. Because Ruth had an appointment, and I was afraid going to be alone, you know, because he was so swell and bad, and I was afraid he'd get up to the bathroom and fall. So they brought him down about 8:30. Well, I had two chickens roasted, and I had gravy and potatoes, and on all I had for dinner. And I'm already going to make my love, but you know he ate. He really ate good that day. I was really surprised what he ate. Well, Father Shaver came in the time we was eating. And he knew Norman was going to be here, because he talked to him in Ace and Valium in there, because he had been in the hospital all the time, see? And he stopped.
Did he?
He said, let me tell you, and poor Norman, God rest his soul, he kept saying after the left, you know, he said, my God, he's a man and eater. And I said,
you know, normally he doesn't eat all that much.
Oh my God, did he eat?
He must have.
I came here sick that day and I sat in the
room. Oh, babe, did he eat? But I'm glad, you know, I'm really proud that he ate like he did. He said, do you normally cook like this every day? Well, I do. Because, you know, Lori has to have a cooked meal before he goes.
And then Kathy and I get the leftovers for supper.
And, I mean, like, you know, I'll fry chops or have chicken fried. I'll always make enough my skillful that I can have for supper. But then I always make, because he's got to have a potato every day, some kind. But I always make him a good cooked dinner because he's got to eat an old cold sandwich at night. And he couldn't go all day without it. And I said, yes. I said, Father Schaefer, I do. I said, I cook every day like this. I said, Lori has a meal. Who cooked meal? But he said, I'll tell you, I've ate, but I've never ate as much as I did today. And I know that he ate 6 or 7 pieces of jelly. And I believe I had sauerkraut open, didn't I? Had it fixed. So I like to cook that till it's good and brown.
Yeah.
If I have on a Sunday, I cook it on Saturday night to cook it in on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, he really did eat. And the pickle eggs, he said, they are delicious. And then I had chocolate cake made, because Norman loves chocolate, anything chocolate. He had a big piece of chocolate cake when he was done.
And
pineapple upside down cake I had made. And he ate a piece of that.
He said,
now, I'm going to tell you something. Now he said, you see, I'm supposed to lose weight. And I've gained it today. But I was really tickled. You know, whenever he does stop reading, I always have him, you know, get him a plate and have him eat. But he really enjoyed himself that day. I know Father French used to say, my God, if you want to eat, come here.
That's right.
He ate a mini meal here with us. Tell you, I wish I'd seen him popping in the door now.
I haven't talked to him since Minnie died.
Let me see, when did we talk to him? Before Minnie died, wasn't it? Maybe a month before?
Last time you talked to him was Uncle Bobby died.
That's...
He called up him that night.
I thought we called him once after that. We did, but he didn't. He wasn't
home.
That's right.
Well, I left it ringing home.
Yeah, because I was at home.
I kept saying, maybe that lady ran some fame. It's good.
I think it was the second night of viewing. We came home.
Okay.
And Mim answered, because when Mim answered and I heard her say, oh, and the tears rolled down her cheeks, I thought, Jesus, now what's the matter? She said, oh my God, Father Swim. Well, then everybody's upset.
He talked to everybody.
He talked to her, he talked to Ida all downstairs. Well, then Elmer, I believe he talked to Leon too.
Yeah.
And then Elmer said, well, I'll go upstairs and talk to him, because everybody was sitting around, you know, talking. So Elmer hollers down, he said, tell Margaret, get on the phone. Well, they talked to me about 20 minutes or so. He said, well, I can just hear you now hollering and bawling. I said, don't say it anymore, because I will. I'm going to be able to talk to you.
Now, my Friday recipe I got from Mrs. Schwinn.
Is that right?
Yep, she gave me that.
Well, that's a good Friday, too.
It's just flour, Crisco, and sugar, or salt and water. But she gave me that. When I stayed with her, I think that time he went away.
I love that one, yeah.
What do you use? A cup of flour to a third of a cup of shortening?
I don't know, buddy. She just wrote it down, you know, and that's what I follow.
Always start that right.
That's what I always use, and mine always, you know, it's always a good, reliable recipe. Yeah, Katie was a good
cook. Yes, she was.
In fact, they're all good cooks.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, because, was it, who, which one, Viola, when she was here, we was up there for supper one night. She had made everything, I guess, from running that restaurant and whatever out there. Yeah.
Boy, that was good, their supper, wasn't it?
Chicken and, I don't know what all we had.
Yeah, well, the best mountain oysters I ever ate in my life was the ones that Clara used to make. You know, they're, you know what the mountain oysters are?
Yeah.
Oh, she made tough. Even Melinda would eat them. You know, when kids will eat something like that, it's really, really.
Oh, I liked her too. I liked Claire. Don't see problems. She's going to both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah, because I always asked about the...
Well, Viola, of course, you know, she's retired out of the restaurant.
Yeah, he said last time we talked about
if you're not going to say anything good about him, don't talk about him at all.
When they were up here staying, you know, he broke his leg or something.
He
pulled his pants leg up, you know, and put his something down, showed us where he broke it. Well, I thought Father Schwab was going to push that. So. He had to get up and go out for him. And he got up and danced and showed us how he could dance, you know, on it now that he was better. Well,
Lizzie always called him Alvin the Chipmunk. She always would say, how's Alvin the Chipmunk?
And Pat, then we got up there after they were back, you know, and got to talk about them. When Father Stern starts, you know, Katie said, look, If you're not going to say anything good about it, just don't. Then after a while, she'd say something that she didn't like. And he'd say, Mom. Now, if you're not going to talk about Albany, better not, she'd just stop.
You know, not this past Sunday, we made it to church for something to drink. And Barbara didn't have a way home. Well, I was going to the store. I said, well, I'll take it. And I told Mom, and I pulled in that driveway. It gave me such a weird feeling. That's the first time I've been in that driveway since I was growing up. First time I've been up, you know, even near the house.
Yeah. That's the second time I was there. And I was there one time. I was annoyed. I don't know what he came back to bring something up to him.
And it just made me feel so funny, you know.
Because they were having a meeting in their church. Meetings at Washington some time ago. Some kind of meeting.
I wouldn't know it. It doesn't look the same at all. As a matter of fact, I haven't been up there for quite a while. They've done some painting recently, they said.
Different, you know, I mean, ones that I can believe. That, you know, she doesn't keep it nice or anything.
No, it's entirely different. And of course, you know, they've got a different carpet on the floor and everything. But, I'm like you, I don't have all that much desire to go, really.
No.
So, everything's so changed, of course. Nothing stays the same in this world anyway, but,
why do they let the bathroom light lit on right?
Beats me. I don't know. I didn't even know they did.
Well, every morning when Beverly and I'd go to work, this was a couple of years ago, we'd see this light on, and I'd think, well, he'd be up this early in the morning. Well, the night that Daddy got sick, I guess it was just gallbladder or whatever, they took him over to the hospital. It was about 3:45 when I left here, and it was on then. And that light's on all night. It was even on when they were wet.
Is that in the back bathroom?
Yeah, Miss Frinsby. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, I thought maybe they had no one. She was up there. Her mother was there and counted her phone.
Yeah,
they have it all the time.
Maybe they're like being afraid of
me. Yeah, maybe they're afraid of me.
I keep my
light on. When I get my hair done, we come back and go on.
I will not turn that light off for nobody.
Oh, she's got to have a bright light on too. You can see.
I got to have 15 watt light at night. I can see the radiance.
Getting that done.